بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه في باب اليقين والتوكل قال: ثم نحذ فدخل منزله فخاض الناس في أولئك الذين يدخلون الجنة بغير حساب ولا عذاب إلى آخر الحديث. We were reading this hadith in the chapter of the yaqeen, having the belief in Allah Ta'ala and full trust on Allah Ta'ala. And we reading the hadith where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained, he will see the various ummats on the day of Qiyamah, and the biggest ummat he will see is his ummat from one horizon to the other. It will fill the place, the ummat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam said that in his ummat there will be 70,000 people who will enter Jannah without hisab, kitab, and without any azab. Otherwise, may Allah protect us all. Many will be going in the fire of Jahannam to get purified and cleansed. They did not make tawbah of their gunas. Allah did not forgive them. Then they will have to go in the fire of Jahannam. Allah protect us all. So after explaining this, ثُمَّ نَهَذَا, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got up from the majlis, from the gathering, فَدَخَلَ مَنْزِلَهُ, and he went into his house, he entered his house. فَخَاذَ النَّاسِ فِي أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ وَلَا عَذَابٍ. Then the people started discussing the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that who are these people who are going to enter Jannah without any reckoning and without any punishment? Who are these great and fortunate people? And the Sahaba were very curious about this, about the matters of deen. And they went into details of the matters of deen. How we today, though we know how the weather is, we'll still ask, how's the weather? Though we all know how the weather is. But the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, matters of reality which benefited them and how they could get the full benefit, that was the concern. So they were discussing who are these people, so that everyone wanted to be also amongst them. فَقَالَ بَعَضُهُمْ, some of them said, فَلَعَلَّهُمُ الَّذِينَ سَحِبُوا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. It's most probably those people, the Sahaba, who had the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That of course it is quite clear that these are the great fortunate people who had the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they said it's probably those people, the Sahaba. وقال بعضهم فلعلهم الذين ولدوا في الإسلام فلم يشركوا بالله شيئا. And others said, most probably it could be those people who were born in Islam. Like most of the Sahaba, they were born in shirk and kufr. And they accepted Islam, Allah completely purified them, and they passed away in a very pure and complete pure state of purity. But afterwards the people who were born in Islam, and whole life they did not commit shirk with Allah Ta'ala. They did not associate any partners. So it could be those people. وَذَكَرُوا أَشْيَا, and various other things were also put forward who these people could be. فَخَرَجَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came out of his house again, came to the majlis where they were sitting and they were talking. فَقَالَ مَا الَّذِي تَخُوذُونَ فِيهِ, and he asked them, what was it that you people were discussing? What were you people engaged in? فَأَخْبَرُوهُ فَقَالَ, they informed him all the different views they had, and that who are these fortunate people who are going to enter Jannah directly. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, هُمُ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْقُونَ وَلَا يَسْتَرْقُونَ وَلَا يَتَطَيَّرُونَ. These are those people who do not cast spells. وَلَا يَسْتَرْقُونَ, they do not take any spells. وَلَا يَتَطَيِّرُونَ, and they don't take any evil omens. That's a translation of it for us to understand practically. It is those people who don't make any ta'weez, and who don't take any ta'weez, and who do not believe in any superstition. They are those people who عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ, and they fully and completely trust only on Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Yeah, ulama explain that ta'weez which is permitted, which is from Quran, hadith, which is permitted in Sharia, there is no harm in that. And the ta'weez which a person makes or he takes from people, which is permitted, there is no harm in that. And a superstition is out of the question. A Muslim should not believe in any superstition whatsoever. And with regard to the ta'weez and all these other types of treatments, therapies which have become common, and unfortunately they are more common in women. And so from time to time we hear in different areas where they become more common, and very sadly also alimas are also involved in this type of therapies in which there is open kufriyat, but just covered up with Islamic terminology and made and it seems to be like Islam. And there are many, many women who got involved, but their inner instinct of Iman made them question it. This does not seem right. And when they found out, then it was realized that it was not right at all. It is totally wrong. And in many of them, there is open kufriyat, but it is hidden. So all those type of things. In short, it means that a person just trusts on Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And there were those people in the history of Islam and even presently who don't even take medicine, who don't take treatment also. They only depend on Allah Ta'ala. So of course Allah will honor those people that they will enter Jannah with this great honor on the day of Qiyamah. Those who have the full trust on Allah Ta'ala. So that is what is required, this yaqeen and this tawakkul. Full trust on Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. فَقَامَ أُكَاشَ ابْنُ مُحْسِنٍ. Then one Sahabi, Hazrat Ukasha radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, stood up. And this was the same spirit or what they were discussing, that they all wanted to be amongst those people. And he said, Ud'u Allah an yaj'alani minhum. O Allah's Nabi, make dua that Allah makes me amongst those 70,000 people. Faqal anta minhum. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him his dua and told him that you will be amongst them. Either Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was informed by Allah that he is going to be amongst them, or he made the dua that Allah makes him from amongst them. Thumma qama rajulun akhar. Then another Sahabi also stood up, and this shows the spirit of the Sahabi. They all wanted goodness for themselves, and they wanted goodness in abundance. So one got that, and the other one also wanted it. But then this chain will just carry on, and everyone will want it. So we see the great leadership qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at this instance. But another person stood up and said, "Ud'u Allah an yaj'alani minhum." O Allah's Nabi, make dua for me also, that I be also amongst them. Faqal, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Sabaqaka biha Ukasha." Ukasha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he has gone ahead of you in this matter. In other words, he took that dua. In effectively, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stopped from all saying that make dua for me also, make dua for me also. Then everyone will join and will ask for the same thing. So in a very beautiful way, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Hazrat Ukasha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has already asked for it. So yeah, we learn that really what we have to try and develop, the more we develop our full trust on Allah Ta'ala. And in fact, even in our rosy matters, there have been more than enough people in the ummah and presently who don't even work outwardly for their rosy. They just trust in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And Allah feeds them, as it comes in the hadith, how Allah feeds birds. They get up in the morning hungry. They got no shops, they got no jobs that they do, but they just go around looking for their rosy, and Allah Ta'ala gives them, and they sleep with a full stomach every night. So how Allah Ta'ala feeds them? So this tawakkul on Allah Ta'ala. The more a person has that, and naturally, for us also, anyone who tells us that I put my full trust on you, you my only person that I can go to, our hearts also open up for that person. And whatever we can do, we are humans, we are very limited, we are totally limited. But whatever we can do, we will try and do for that person. And a person who has this with Allah, that Ya Allah, I don't trust anything in and from, no other source. I only trust you in all my matters, whether it is my finances, whether it's my health, whether it's my domestic matters, everything I only trust in you. We can imagine how Allah's favors open upon him, not only in the akhirat, but already in this dunya here also. And then what honor Allah will bless such a person with in the akhirat. May Allah make it we also aspire to acquire this tawakkul and this yaqeen on the being, the zaat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which is required of us and which is very, very valuable and very meritorious. Subhanallah.